Coach, first question I want to ask you, are you ready for a normal year? I mean, crazy times last year in 2020. Are we ready to have a normal year, so to speak, in 2021?
I sure hope so. I know everybody wants a normal year. It's starting off good, so let's hope it stays that way.
Was your summer close to normal? I mean, did your kids get a chance to lift weights and do a camp, or how did that work for you?
You know, we did. It was kind of tough because we had lots of kids doing track and baseball. And, you know, we really didn't want to step on any of those coaches' toes. So we just told them, hey, we'll not do too much stuff. And when you guys get done with track and baseball, we'll start hitting the lifting more. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to go to Western a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we had somewhat of a normal summer.
All right, that's good. You have high expectations, I think, for this year. You look at your roster. I know you have to find or develop a quarterback, but otherwise you've got a good group of kids coming back.
We do, you know, and a lot of these kids have played, you know, at least the last two semifinal games. And, you know, it's a different mentality at practice these last couple of days. It's, you know, I'm not saying that the other teams that we've had weren't focused, but, you know, these kids, they're tired of getting to the mountaintop and not being able to look over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is there a let's get over the hump mentality with your group this year?
Oh, there is. In every drill, you know, you got our good leaders stepping up and telling their teammates, hey, come on, we got to push harder. You know, we know you're tired, but, you know, it's only a couple more minutes and then get through it, so. You know, it's been a very good camp so far.
All right. I mentioned you probably have a competition for a quarterback this year because your starter last year graduated. Have you settled on a guy yet, or is there still competition? Where do you stand in that spot?
You know, we've settled on one. Byron Chalkcroft, he played a little bit for us last year.
Yeah.
Again, going back to COVID, our starter got quarantined the day before we went and played Woodland Park last year, so he actually played on a day's practice in Woodland Park and did a really good job for us. And he played a little bit in every other game since that game. So he's had experience and he's a senior, good, tough kid, good wrestler. So, you know, I know he'll step right in and do well.
There's also a comfort level I know for you offensively. You can turn and hand it or toss it wide to Mason Clonch a lot. And he's a big time talent for you. And I think a candidate for player of the year in 1A this year.
I think so. And you know, the best thing about Mason is he's one of those kids that just tries to do the best, and he's a great leader for us. You know, he's always there talking to his teammates, encouraging them, telling them, you know, it's hard, but let's push through, you know. And he's just one of those great kids that he's good to be around.
And you have a lot of others that can step forward as leaders. I'll mention some names. You can maybe mention others, but Baron Holman, Zach Burr, Devin Brady had a very good freshman year for you last year. You mentioned Shawcroft. So, again, it's not just one or two kids. You've got a deep list of kids that can turn into leaders.
We do. And, you know, Danny Brady is another good kid for us, and Peyton Pulzine. You know, like you said, I mean, there's 5, 6, 7 kids that are going to be good leaders and have really stepped up into those roles that we've seen so far.
Okay, we've talked mainly about skill players, but I know you also have good tradition of guys up front on both sides of the ball. Where do you stand with line play this year? You got some guys you like there?
We do. You know, we didn't graduate anybody from our offensive line.
Wow.
And like I said, you know, Danny Brady, he led us last year. And I think as the year went on, you know, he got better and our line got better. And when we went to camp, he just assumed that role, and he could tell people, hey, you need to get this better. I need to do this better. Let's do it better together. And, you know, we started coming closer together as a team up there. So that was really good.
All right, your schedule preseason-wise or pre-conference-wise, probably among the best in 1A. I mean, you lead off with Ray. CSCS is there. Pagosa Springs, a very good 2A program. Strasburg, you're familiar with them, obviously. And then Bayfield out of 2A. So you've really stacked it up here the first half of the year.
We did. You know, we were fortunate enough to get the Strasburg game. We had one of the teams from our league drop
right, to
an independent, and fortunate enough, they worked and we worked, and, you know, we were able to make it happen. But, you know, we're excited about our schedule. Ray's going to be tough. I mean, we're the two teams that were beat in the semis last year, and we're going to be a hungry bunch of teams stepping on the field. because, you know, to get that close and then not be able to play, I mean, there's going to be lots of passion. And CSCS has done a great job up there. Pagosa, like you said, you know, they've been tough. I know they're building a big, good program up there. And, you know, Strasburg, it's Strasburg. I mean, they're a top team every year since they've dropped to 1A. And Bayfield's got that tradition. And, you know, I think they're on the swing up. So it is. It's going to be a great half of the year. And, you know, and then when we go in the league, we can't overlook anybody because our league is getting better. They really are.
All right, but you have the group that can compete with anybody in the state. You have to believe that going into the season. I mean, I hear from other coaches, they have you as one of the teams to beat in 1A.
Well, you know, we've got to continue to work hard to get there. You know, it's one thing to say it, but we're putting in the hard work. You know, we wanna go out there and prove people that we are one of the better programs, and you know, but it takes hard work and dedication.